He is Commissioner General of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
The siege means that food, water and fuel, all basic commodities, are being used to collectively punish more than 2 million people, among them a majority of children and women.
Meanwhile, London's Mayor Sadiq Khan says that with the humanitarian crisis set to deteriorate even further, he's calling for a ceasefire. In the past 24 hours, Israeli forces say they've conducted targeted raids in the central area of the Gaza Strip, hitting dozens of Hamas targets. Israel's military also claims there are 229 hostages still being held by the militant group. A senior Qatari negotiator believes a ceasefire could allow for their release. Elsewhere, the financial watchdog says it's identified potential breaches of regulations by NatWest following their closure of Nigel Farage's bank account. The initial findings of an independent report has highlighted serious failings and found the bank treated the former Brexit Party leader unfairly. The row ultimately cost Dame Alison Rose her job as the bank's chief executive. Here's our city editor Mark Kleinman.
Mr. Farage has reacted, calling the report a mealy-mouthed whitewash. He says in his statement, the report is inconclusive and ignores the elephant in the room.
Police searching for US Army reservist Robert Card, suspected of shooting 18 people dead in Maine, say his boat is missing. The American town of Lewiston remains in lockdown. There are fears dementia cases could rise steeply, with 1.7 million people in England and Wales potentially living with the condition by 2040. And Cardiff's become the UK's first city to be awarded the UNICEF Child Friendly status. It means it's been recognised as having embedded the rights of young people into its policies and services. That's the latest. I'm Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Victoria.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now a little bit overcast in Brentwood, but let's see what's happening over the next couple of days. 14 degrees, light rain and gentle winds for today. About a 50% chance, actually. So we might miss it, we might not, 50%. Then on Saturday, starts off pretty cloudy in the morning and looks like it might be dry up until about 6 o'clock. And then you've got about a 70% chance of rain, but it'd be quite overcast with a bit of sunshine on Saturday. And on Sunday, again, about a 50% chance of rain by about 12 o'clock, and then that eases off. So you could possibly get a little bit of rain and some sunshine and cloudy. So maximum temperature, about 14 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you today on this Friday? Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday. I do like Fridays, don't you? Now, it's a Friday today, but I wanted to ask you this question. Very important question. Well, it's actually, it's one of those little throwaway questions, but I thought we'll get you involved. The trend is to get rid of your bath. Now, it depends. A lot of people have several bathrooms, like they do at Christmas when they have several Christmas trees. Who does that? I mean, I don't have a Christmas tree in the hallway because I wouldn't be able to get in the house. But it's a nice idea, though. One in the hallway, one in the dining room, one in the kitchen. Like, you, whatever. You Kardashians. Anyway, I've only got one bathroom upstairs. Downstairs lav, upstairs lav and bathroom, okay? But I haven't got enough room to have a bath and a shower because it's a very small room. So I was asking the question, the trend is to get rid of the bath and have a walk-in shower, but if you had to pick, which one would you go for? I know it's a difficult question. So would you have a shower or a bath? You see, I love a shower. At the moment, my shower's not working properly, so I need to get it sorted. But I do like to sit in the bath with a book. Now, this time of year, as it's getting cold, like yesterday, I got in the bath and was reading my brand new paperback, not hardback book in the bath, I know. I know, risky, but I was reading it. But I do like a nice bath because I get like my bubble bath and I do like scrubs and, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's relaxing. I like it. I can be in there for about, I don't know, it depends. If I put the water in too hot, like I did yesterday, I have to cool it right down. It takes ages. And then I don't like being in really hot water. Who does? Yeah, I quite like the, you know, the soft sort of relaxing. But then if I go to a hotel or go away and they've got a lovely shower, oh, that's amazing. And the reason is because it takes such a, it's such a palaver to wash my hair with my shower, because the shower has no power. The shower has no power, and it takes ages. I might have to get my hair cut off soon, as I said. I don't know. I might do it myself. I'm going to have a look online tutorial and cut my own hair. Let's do that. I already got answers from Daniel and from Belinda. So you can get involved. Find me on socials, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You find me all over the place, in fact. And I'd love to have a chat. And you can send a voice note if you want to as well. We've got brand new first plays from Sistra Music, Looking At You. We've got Caroline Saints with The Web. That's coming up to Halloween, so I'm going to be playing that one. And Nicholas Wright with The Great War, and that's for Remembrance Sunday. So we'll be playing that as well a little bit later. Plus, we've got some Abby Flynn, Condrax, JoJo Man Band, and a few others too. But I thought I would start the show off with a little bit of this. I don't know why. I just fancy it. I was like, yeah, let's get in the 80s. Got the cup of coffee on the go. Looking at some cheerful news stories, if we can find some. And see what's going on in and around Brentwood. And more.
Though I live on the edge, time is on my side. All the doors to my life are open wide. Just as long as the wheels keep on turning round, I will live for the groove till the sun goes down. Living it up, living it up, I can feel it. Living it up, is it a crazy notion? Living it up, living it up, I can feel it. Living it up, I got forward motion.
I don't wanna go to war, I don't wanna go to war. I said I know what I want and I don't wanna go to war. Do you follow me? I saw just standing in a bar. Looked so tough, he'd come so far. He said I need to love someone before they drop the atom bomb.
There's a girl at the back making eyes at me, and her hair long and black is a sight to see. But I get kinda scared when love's around. I just live for the groove till the sun goes down. Living it up, living it up, I can feel it. Living it up, is it a false emotion? Living it up, living it up, I can feel it. Living it up, I got forward motion.
So am I taking you out, but I'm a faking. I'm married to the beat, to the music I gave, the heart I could have given you. Still there's something about the way that you move and the way that people stare. It's the shock of the new. I want my friends to see me standing next to you.
Is it a false emotion?
track. This is Abby Flynn, My Own Woman. It comes out, I think it's Jay.
Love me or leave me, but I'll never change. Boy, I ain't in a play, I'm in a better place. If you ain't winning, get out my way. Done with these men who want us to play small. Go and pass me the ball, I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn to love all of me. Now I know my worth, I'm my own woman. Now I put me first, I deserve, I'm a grown woman, I'm my own woman. Loving myself cause it's keeping me safe.
Right. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Mistake a mirror for a window, the world is dying before I knew no struggles to be born. Now's the time, monster.
another band we really love here on Phoenix FM. That is Broken Bear, doing absolutely brilliantly at the moment. Oh, what a lovely picture. Just come up on the screen. Grace Kelly, God, wasn't she incredibly good looking? If you don't know who she is, type it in. Hollywood kind of actress, well, very good actress, actually. And then she went on to marry the Prince of Monaco, I believe. But stunning woman. I grew up being a fan of Marilyn Monroe, although she'd been obviously dead before I was born. But there's something iconic about Marilyn Monroe. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. There just is. She's just got that. I mean, I really like Liz Taylor as well. You know, looking back at her life, I mean, what a life she had. And the amount of jewellery. And, you know, she, I think the love story with regards to Elizabeth Taylor is Mike Todd. Who she was absolutely in love with, and he was a lot older than her, and I think they were only married, I think they had a daughter, but I think they were only married for just over a year, and he got killed in a plane crash, and he, I think there was a film called Around the World in 80 Days, which I think he might have been production or he funded or something. It was a very big film at the time, and he was a lot older than her. I think he was about 20 years older than Liz Taylor, but he used to shower her with gifts and everything, and she was devastated. She had lots of things that happened to her, Liz Taylor. Very interesting life. Besides being married, what was it, 8 times or whatever it was, she had a really interesting life. And still, you know, and she was at the forefront of bringing AIDS to the general public, as in the general public knowing about it, because it was back in the day, I think it was back in the early 80s or mid-80s, when there used to be, you know, TV adverts on terrible sort of TV, really scary things. And there was, it was a really scary time, but she kind of brought it into the forefront of people's minds. You know, as well as Princess Diana as well. But yeah, she had a perfume as well. I think it's still out, isn't it? Was it called White Diamonds? I wonder if you can still get it. You probably can. In fact, I was one of the first people to break the story when she passed away, because my friend is over in Las Vegas, and she messaged me and said, "Did you know that Elizabeth Taylor had passed away?" And she sent it to me on chat. And I went, "No, it's not come up here." So I said, "I've had it from a very good source in LA. That Elizabeth Taylor's passed away," and within half an hour it had broke, but it wasn't anywhere. It wasn't on Twitter, it wasn't any social media. I remember that. Very sad. Right, anyway, I don't know why I'm wittering on about that. So, who would I have liked to have been like? I don't know. Probably Marilyn Monroe. She just looked lovely. Or who's the one who was in Gilda? Oh, I can't think of her name. I'll have to look. What was her name? Is it Gilda, the film? Rita Hayworth. Oh, she was gorgeous, Rita Hayworth. This is when you kind of had men were men and women were women. But they kind of just had a look about them, didn't they? And they're really kind of glamoured and, you know, just wore those beautiful dresses and very Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah, she was gorgeous as well. Anyway, I'm wittering. I don't know why. Should we play some music? I think you should. Let's have a little bit more 80s. Here's Simply Red with a new flame.
radio. Because it's radio. And it's local.
How you been, young lady? Does the Philly still drive you crazy? How you been, young lady? Does the Philly get
crazy? I've been working on my games lately.
Slipping right through. local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Californication.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. Firstborn unicorn, high
play that song all the way through because it's so good. Red Hot Chili Peppers there with Californication.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Brook Street roundabout is absolutely fine. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queen's Theatre. So it's a little bit busy as you are coming up the Ongar Road as well. I think there's some temporary traffic lights there. It's a little bit busy around that section. So if you can avoid going there, you'll do yourself a favour because it is very busy. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run. And heading up towards the M11, no issues. The A12 is running nicely as well into Chelmsford. More traffic and travel in an hour. Andy Gilson, who does a show here, The Orient Hour, he's brought in more of these little nibbly chocolate things. And Andy, I've just eaten a few of them. I shouldn't do that. They're the little, you know, the little chocolates that are like the miniature versions of chocolate bars. And I've got the evidence on the desk here. Little nibbly bits. Yeah, I need to make sure I go and get that weight loss injection done. Straight in my gob would be a good idea, I think. that might help a little bit. Let's have a look through the papers, see if there's any. I don't know, that, you know, everything's pretty miserable at the moment, so I'm trying to keep everything nice and cheerful. Let's have a look. Oh, I tell you what, Kelly Osbourne's looking well, isn't she? 39, if she's not. Is she really? Well, she looks ever so well, but she looks so thin. Oh, my gosh. Isn't she thin? Wow, there's hardly anything of her. She looks lovely. She's got lovely purple hair. But she's so tiny. I mean, if you look tiny on... Wow, yeah, her head is nearly as big as her waist. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Wow. I don't know. That is, it doesn't look like her. Mind you, you see, when she was a bit larger, people just went on about that. And if people lose too much weight, I'm going on, I'm being awful. I'm just saying, she looks very, very slim. Oh, no. I don't want to see that. Oh, no. No. I'm moving down, seeing if, is there anything else? No, there's not. Only, oh, Kate Middleton. Is that her? No, I don't want to read that either. Oh, yes, I've got to read this out because I was quite surprised. Now, I've never eaten in one of Tom Kerridge's restaurants. Maybe I will one day, I don't know. I've never been anywhere that's like a Michelin-style restaurant. I'd like to because I like food, but I've never actually been to anywhere like that. But I've been to some nice restaurants, obviously, but not there. Now, can you... now, you like fish and chips, and you know you can go to some lovely places and you can get one from your chippy, or you can get one from, you know, somewhere quite plush that might do here in Brentwood. It's a very famous place that does fish and chips. It's a very swish restaurant just off the Ongar Road. And even their fish and chips is not this. Tom Kerridge, fish and chips with bread and butter. And a nice cup of tea. That's the traditional, isn't it? For me, that would be. But if you were out for dinner, maybe a glass of wine. But at Tom Kerridge's fish and chip restaurant in Harrods, chippy tea, they say chippy tea, will cost you £110.80 for two. And that's including the tea, bread and butter, and a 12.5% service charge. Now, I'm wondering if it comes with mushy peas because... Oh, it does. Oh, no, it's... Oh, no, I don't know. There's a picture of just a piece of fish and about six chips and some lemon, but there doesn't seem to be any mushy peas. Now, in Padstow, I've been to Padstow several times. I've never been into Rick Stein's. But I think he's got the best value. Haddock or cod, mushy peas, tartar sauce, £28. And in the capital, it can be about £25.82. Locally, I reckon what you're looking at now, about 11 or 12 quid, probably. Maybe you get a bit cheaper if you get a smaller bit of cod, because it's expensive. Fish and chips used to be like the cheap thing. It's not anymore, is it? Fish suppliers and all that. He's been criticised for recently increasing the price of his fish and chips in Harrods from £35 to £37. Well, it's just that it's £180. Quality costs money, so he says. He's also going on about fishing being a dangerous job. Yep, I agree with all those things. Even a fish finger sandwich is £18. And it's £5 for a glass of lemonade. Wow. Wow. Well, there are people that are going to pay it. I couldn't go there. I wouldn't go. It'd have to be superb fish. I mean, you know, fish and chips for that. No. I wouldn't mind going to Heston's. Heston would do something different with the fish. It'd explode or turn into a butterfly or something. So I would go there. But, yeah, I don't think I'd be eating at Harrods anytime soon. Can't afford it. Not that price. It just looks very... I'm just looking at the picture. It looks very yellow, the batter. A bit of lemon and a couple of chips. But there's no... That's it. There's no... That can't be from Harrods. I think it might be. I'm sure it's delicious.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Acted Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
All right, we've got a first play. This is Sistra looking at you.
Holding your prey in your baggy tee, emotional baggage hidden away from me. Is there a way to stay in this reverie? The fucking better be. Instagram, floating in your metro section wonderland, it's getting out of hand. I want you at those jeans, the ones you say are Japanese. I want you in between, I want you close to me. You say you're gonna let down. You say you're not like others. You say you wanna change the world. You say you're gonna let down. I'm bored of gazing at this glass ceiling, but not as tired as you must be feeling. Running through my dreams, can I press record on what I'm seeing? Cause I'm over here and voyeuristic. Never mind the sexual politics. I just wanna live.
Liking that. That is a first play discovered on SoundCloud. Sistra, S-I-S-T-R-A, and you'll find them on Instagram and on Facebook, and that is looking at you. It's just come out to 10:52. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM on a Friday. Here's Rebecca Ferguson, Nile Rodgers, Nothing Left But Family.
Yeah.
fantastic track. Here is Empire of the Sun. This is Walking on a Dream.
Gilson every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Ooh, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And I'll be back with you with more after the news. So we've got some more first plays for you and a look round at some funny stories. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.